Last name is M as in Mary, E, N as in Nancy, E, G, H, E, T, T, I, COPPA badge number 103.
Okay, now we're here today to conduct an interview regarding, I think a number of incidents, but primarily one that occurred on July 23rd, 2024 at approximately 3:17 p.m. at or near 1212 North LaSalle Drive.
Yeah.
Mr. Pogoski, before we begin this interview, did I get your consent to have this interview audio and visually recorded?
Yes.
Okay, and I gave you this document here, and you signed this document. That's your signature there?
It is.
Okay, great. And that's the consent to record form.
Got it.
And then also before this, I gave you this COPPA notice. It explains that COPPA is an agency of the City of Chicago, that it's separate from Chicago Police Department, and that COPPA investigates police conduct, and that COPPA does not represent yourself or any other complainant, witness, or officer or involved party in this incident.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Now, Mr. Pogoski, do you understand who myself and my partner are and what we do?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And you agree to speak with us regarding this incident?
I do.
Okay. Perfect. Now, before we get into this, I do have here, I want to confirm just some of your contact details.
Yeah.
So the phone number that we've been communicating on is 312-919-4499.
That is my cell number, yes.
Okay. Is that the best way to get a hold of you? Okay. I also have an email for you here. It's Brad Pogoski, spelled just the way that you spelled it.
Yeah.
It's at gmail.com. Is that
so? It's still my email, but they had hacked into it.
Okay.
So I use that, but I still get the emails Brad or Bradley Pogoski is the one I've been using because somebody had hacked into.
Okay. So would you prefer that I use that one going forward, Bradley?
Yeah, that's fine. Either one. It'll come to me either way. I've got it, but I just don't send out of there because I'm afraid it's, you know.
Okay. I'll make note of, if you're primarily using the other one, I'll use
They had something attached to my Wi-Fi router at my condo, so I'll spill it all out for you.
Okay. And then what is your current address?
Well, 1212 North LaSalle is where I've lived for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And up until a couple weeks ago, they arrested me and wouldn't let me go back in there.
Okay.
And they kept all my stuff and everything too. So I've contacted all the authorities and an insurance company, and I'm staying with a friend.
Okay.
Outside of the city.
Okay. So, for example, if we do need to mail anything to you, what would be the best place?
I did. You can send to that. Well,
to
I can write down. I can write down the address I'm staying at, but it should get forwarded to me anyway.
If we send it to LaSalle,
yeah.
Okay. And then.
But they were opening my mail too, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then also, we often ask for best alternative contact if these other contact details fail. So what would be someone that we could get in touch with who would always be able to get in contact with you?
I could give you my friend who's with me or my uncle, you know, my uncles and aunts. I could write down.
We can get it later if you need to consult. Like,
no, I'll give you a bunch of contacts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
First name is John Miaso.
How do you spell that?
M-I-A-S-O.
M-I-A-S-O.
And 312-501-5511.
5511, okay.
And then I'll give you, you're going to need some other names after this, because some of them were on calls and stuff when this was happening.
Okay.
So I'll give you my uncles and aunts and whoever else you want to.
Okay.
But yeah, you should always be able to get a hold of me at my cell or email.
With Mr. Meows. Oh, yeah, your contacts are John.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Before we jump into background, I just want to let you know, as a second, I'll be taking a lot of notes, just so in case I have questions. If at any point you feel comfortable and you want to see my notes,
no problem.
Feel free. Okay?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Glad I'm not the only one, because I've done a lot of work here.
Yeah. Okay. Then, Mr. Pogoski, so I just want to go over some of the background of this first. So I understand that you previously made a complaint with COPPA. The date I have here for that prior complaint was made on July 6, 2024. Is that correct? Does it sound correct?
June 19th, 2019.
Well, so it was right after. It was right after the detective showed up. It would have been, yeah.
June?
It would have been June. It would have been after the 19th, because that's when he, a couple days after, when I was emailing with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause, so the date I had that it looked like it hit the case management system we had, it looked like it was July 6th. And in that case, it was, or that complaint was made to COPA, and that we referred it to CPD's Bureau of Internal Affairs.
That sounds right.
Okay. And then subsequent to that complaint, you had some contact with CPD members that you believe was connected to your prior complaint.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell me about that initial complaint, why it was that you made it, and then I'd like to get into the event that we're here to talk about today.
Okay. So the complaint that I made it is because they just showed up out of the clear blue, and I hadn't talked to Fergie in over a year, or his wife. And the reason I stopped working with Fergie was because his wife was doing some dishonest things and signing his name to things, and she had started a charity and was soliciting people for money for a charity and keeping that money, and I was running all of their press and media and getting them deals and endorsements. And I to be clear, I love Fergie. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest people around. But this new wife that just showed up after his old wife died, she was taking money, mm-hmm. putting it into an account in her name. Mm-hmm. Fergie had no idea where his money was, and it was very concerning for me. And I'm like, look, this needs to, and it just got worse and worse and worse. And she was sending me text messages pretending to be him while I was with him. Anyway, so I said, look, I'm done. They screwed me out of some money. That's fine. So when the police showed up, they're like, we're with financial crimes about Ferguson Jenkins. And I'm like, wait a minute. So that was why. Then my girlfriend sent me a message saying, I just saw a picture of Fergie at Chicago Cut. He was with your brother. And my brother has a few friends that hang out with him at Chicago Cut that are Chicago police mm-hmm. guys, like Tony Famlaghetti and his partner. He has a new partner. His name is John Ward, mm-hmm. who his sister is a judge, actually, in Cook County. So I don't know his sister. I don't know if she's involved. But that's, So when he came to the door, I'm like, I'll give you whatever you want. You want my bank? I didn't do anything wrong. So, and I sent him all the emails that were sent to, and he asked for contracts too. He asked for a contract that if I had a contract with Fergie, which I did, I sent that to him. I sent him a bunch of other stuff. And then when I asked for, can I get a copy of the report or what is this about? He stopped replying, so.
Okay, and so, that was the nature of this initial complaint that you made?
Correct.
Okay. And so I just want to clarify who some of these people are. You said Fergie Jenkins?
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer for the Chicago Cubs.
And then you mentioned his wife. What is
her name? Is Kathy Upton.
Kathy Upton.
Now, this is going to go back to I filed a complaint against my brother for all the illegal things he was doing mm-hmm. in 2022. You have a copy of that on there.
Okay.
Forgeries, illegal financial stuff, having to do with a family trust. So you have a copy of that on there. So, but that's where it all ties. He had one of his friends get a hold of Fergie, say, hey, Fergie, come on in, we'll have dinner. What happened with Brad? How come you're not working with Brad? Do you have anything on him? Weirdly, I get a knock on my door. I was actually sitting down to do an interview mm-hmm. right at the time I got the knock on the door. Mm-hmm. And I was doing an interview with a reporter about my brother and Mike Clevenger, who is a White Sox pitcher mm-hmm. who is not a nice person, and he hit the mother's child that he had, and that repulses me. And they were going to do an interview on that, and they were investigating women that are abused or attacked, and I will always lend my support to mm-hmm. something like that. Mm-hmm. So that was what the interview was about, and I'll be happy to release the names. I still did the interview after they left. So.
Okay.
But I can't see that being a coincidence. Clevenger is a client of my brother's.
Okay.
Just recent claim.
Okay.
And that's Mike Clevenger. He's a pitcher. I believe he's a free agent now.
Okay. Okay. And then it was at this time that some people showed up at your door who identified themselves as CPD.
They said financial crimes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They okay. they didn't give me badges, but they had guns, and I have. I'll show you. This one, Detective Thomas Sweeney.
Okay.
I think there's pictures of it in there. He gave me this, and he says, you need to email me these documents right now. I need contracts. I want text messages. I want your contract. I want to see your PayPal accounts. And, you know, have not done anything. I'm like, I'll send you whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But then I contacted the Cubs head counsel and let him know what was going on, because they've had issues.
Mm-hmm.
They've had issues with her. They're trying to keep her from the park, and she's not a great, she's taking advantage of him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so now this was the subject of your initial complaint. Now I want to go ahead and get into, thank you for providing that background.
Yeah.
There were some subsequent events that occurred on July 23rd. Now, in as much detail as you're able to recall, I want to start at the very beginning of this event, and I want you to, wherever you think it's relevant to begin, start there and just give me the whole thing as much detail as you can recall.
So the main day, 6/24?
No, I have July 23rd.
Is it...
This was an event that happened at your apartment building.
It might be 23rd. It may be the 23rd. I may have filed it on the 24th, so it may have happened on the 23rd. Hang on. Yeah, it's 23rd. It's in the video.
Yeah, okay.
23rd, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah,
okay.
So
I'll start from the beginning. There had been some issues with the building, and the building brought in new maintenance workers and got rid of all the other maintenance guys, and there was a bunch of crap going on in the building. They're trying to deconvert it. Anyway, so, and there had been previously emails between, like, multiple attorneys that were threatening me and my mother, but it was really my brother pretending to be my mother.
Okay.
In the emails. Anyway, so I'm leaving, I get in my car and I'm going down the ramp, and the ramp normally opens, you know, the garage opens when you get close. Well, it didn't open.
Okay.
So I drove all the way close to it, then I backed up, it wouldn't open, and I kept doing that, and I was basically locked in there. So then I get out of the car and I'm trying to move it, you know, and the guys, the doorman there, they're part of this whole thing. They were like looking at me and laughing. It's the first guy that eventually broke into my unit, so
okay.
The maintenance guy. So they were like laughing, and I kicked it to get it to loosen up so that I could get out. And my foot, there's like door pan that have glass in them,
okay.
Which who would have thought they were glass? I would have thought they were plastic, but I tried to make it loose. My foot went through the glass.
Okay.
And cut it open, and they were outside there just staring, but laughing. The maintenance guys, they have some kind of police connection or something.
Okay.
So
you said cut it open, you mean it cut your leg?
Cut my leg, yeah, it was okay. Gushing blood, yeah.
Okay, and I'm sorry, which leg was that?
Left it was right? My right.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there's the huge gash. I was on the phone with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, look, they locked me in. I called 911.
Mm-hmm.
They put me to the police department, nobody came.
Mm-hmm.
They put me through. Then the second time I called, they put me in, like I need help here. I'm bleeding. And I've got video of the guy from the building, you know, threatening me, saying, I told you this was going to happen and this and that. And so I wrapped a tourniquet around my, mm-hmm. It was gushing blood.
Mm-hmm.
I finally was able to get out of there. There was a few drivers that they're using it as rental rooms. They're renting out apartments. Eventually, the door opened. I was able to drive out, and I pulled to the side there. After nobody would come, I called the police. I called 911. I said, all right, well, I'm just going to take myself. So I took myself to urgent care.
You followed urgent care you went to?
Yeah, it was on Clybourne. I can provide you with documentation, too.
Okay.
It was on Clybourne, and I don't remember where. It's in Chicago. I mean, it was the closest one that I knew of. It's right off of Clybourne.
Okay.
So.
Do you recall if it was associated with a specific hospital or was it an independent urgent care?
No, it was just one of those independent.
Okay.
Yeah, like, you know, the walk-in ones where you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right, so you went to the urgent care.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell me about what happened there?
So I told them, I said, look, I got locked in the garage, blah, 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 foot went through the door.
Mm-hmm.
Want to make sure that, you know, I'm okay. And so they took an x-ray, make sure there was no glass in it. I was there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaned it, irrigated it, took some of the glass out, and eventually stitched. I had about, I think, 12 stitches, 13 stitches.
Okay.
They put a bandage on it, wrapped it around, and then told me to go. And then I went home.
Okay.
As I was there, though, there was a woman in a car sitting out there in a BMW.
Mm-hmm.
Just pulled in afterwards, just sitting there with her car parked in, backed in. And I believe it was the woman that works for the management company, Martha. Don't quote me on this, but her name is on there. I can give it to you later, but it was one of the works for First Service Residential. I recognized her. I believe it was her in the car. It was a black woman.
Okay. And what is First Service Residential?
It's the company that that took over the management of my condo building.
Okay. Okay, got it. You saw her there. Did you have any contact with her?
No. Well, I just ran out to get something in my car while they were stitching it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was weird. There was a woman parked right next to my car. Back then, there was nobody there when I pulled in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, you know, at that point, I'm more worried about my, you know, even if it even was her. I think it was.
Okay.
I took a picture of the license plate.
Okay. And then.
Because I knew they were going to try to do something. I knew this whole thing was. So anyway, so I leave.
Yeah,
I leave that. I think I stopped at. I think I stopped at Jewel mm-hmm. to get dinner or something, hamburgers or whatever. So I think I stopped at Jewel and then I went home.
Mm-hmm.
When I went home, one of the doormen, I parked my car in the garage. One of the doormen was there, and he said something to me. He goes, "Hey, we got you on video. You're going to be out of here finally." And I heard you got locked, you know, something like that. I heard you got locked in there. That's too bad, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I called the police again. I said, "Look, you know, I just got home. I need somebody to come take a report. I was locked in the garage."
Mm-hmm.
And on the phone, they said, "Okay, go up to your unit, and we'll come up."
Okay. So it sounds like this is the third call that you made?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was the third.
Okay.
May have been the fourth, but there was a few.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly.
And did you call 911 each time, or a different number?
911.
Okay. And then this interaction you had with the person working at the desk, it sounds like before, when you're stuck in the garage, you're able, from the garage, able to view the front desk?
It's like, well, once you come out the garage, it's like right there, the front.
Okay.
Yeah, you can view it once you get out. And there's also a camera there at the doormat, so they see everything.
Okay.
And they watch that.
Okay. Because I know you mentioned before, when you're talking about being in the garage, that you saw the person at the desk. That was after you got outside?
Well, no, I saw that guy, the janitor guy.
Oh.
Was walking, yeah, he was there right.
Okay.
When I got out, he was sneaking right by the
oh.
door there.
Okay, so it wasn't the front desk. I was confused. It wasn't the front desk person you're talking about.
No, it was the maintenance guy, which
maintenance
they're
guy.
The same. Yeah.
Okay, so then so you've gotten back to the hospital, and you this person has at the desk says that they're going to evict you, or
no? He said he goes. Yeah, that's something like that. He's like, "Hey," he was laughing. He's like, "Oh, you got locked in the garage. Ha ha! Sorry that happened." Just stuff like that.
Yes, okay.
And you know, I just pretty much ignored it, whatever. And then I went upstairs to my condo.
And you said you called 911.
Yeah, I called again. Nobody came.
Okay. Was that kind of there while you were at the desk, or after you?
Yeah, I was right in the lobby when he, you know, when I walked in, and they started. You know, he was there with the guy. This is a Serbian guy
uh-huh.
that's wearing a body camera and is in the building. They took over the building. So
who is this person? Bring the
His
line?
Name is Louis Tawir, T-A-W-I-R. He's the one. He broke into my unit, and I filed a police report.
Okay.
You got that also.
Okay. And who is this person?
He's a brand new. The new manager came and fired everybody, all the doormen,
mm-hmm.
And brought in his own guys.
Okay.
And they shook down the building for like $140,000, and they made the board pay them $140,000 for the union or something. I have
mm-hmm.
that document. And they blacked out all the people's names. There's some kind of union.
Okay.
Union fraud or
okay.
union shakedown or whatever. My friend is one of the ones, Josh, he's worked there 20 years, mm-hmm. black man, one of the nicest people you'll ever meet, has been there with me. When my father died, they kicked him to the curb. They scared another guy off. They literally just came and started harassing everybody.
Okay.
One of the nicest people you ever meet, and they just ran him out of there too.
Okay. But this guy Tower, you mentioned him wearing a body camera.
Yeah,
he's not. He's not affiliated with any sort of law enforcement, though, as far as you know.
As far as I know, he's not. But as far as I know, he's not. No.
Okay. He's an employee of the management company that runs the building.
A new employee, and he's the one that they're renting out rooms. They took over all the vacant apartments.
Okay. But he was also there at the desk when you came in.
Yeah, okay. He was actually by the. When it happened, he was by the door. There's like a little sliding station in between the lanes in the garage. Like it used to be, maybe be a pay station, mm-hmm. where you pull up to the and you pay the guy the money. There's one of those there. It's empty.
Okay.
So I believe he was, you know, either in there or right in front of there. And they've been tinkering with the, I don't know. So they're using it for delivery drivers.
Okay. But so you said the person working at the desk said some things to you. Mm-hmm. You called 911. Did anything else happen while you were there at the desk?
No.
No, you went back upstairs?
I went back upstairs.
Okay. And then what happened next?
I made my hamburger, ate my hamburger, and then I started hearing, I talked to my girlfriend, let her know I'm okay, because I was on the phone with her. She's a nurse. Her father was a police officer. Her brother's a good police officer, like honest, hardworking police officer. So, and then I heard, I hung up with her, and then I heard some banging coming, but not from the, I'm right next to the elevator. So I can hear it ding, if somebody's coming up. Mm-hmm. This was, like, I heard a bunch of noise and banging coming up the stairs. Mm-hmm. So I opened the door, and then you can see what happened from there. Then guys with guns swearing at me, pointing them at me, saying, get the fuck out of the unit. We're, you know, just... shields and
we'll watch the video, but you know, the video is one perspective and your perspective is different, so I want to hear what you remember about what you heard, what happened.
I just remember opening the door, and I looked out to see what was going on, and I saw a bunch of police officers, like some were crawling on the ground, coming up from the stairway, not in the elevator. There's like a stairway on the side.
Okay.
So like they didn't want to be noticed or something. They all came up the stairs.
Okay.
It's about 40 of them.
Okay.
Maybe more.
Okay. And then tell me about the interaction that
I opened the door, and that as far as I'm concerned, that was the end for me. They said, "Are you alone? Who else is with you?" What else did they say? They said, "Get on the ground." You know, I just had neck surgery also. They're like, "Get on the ground. Crawl to me," and I was in my doorway, and they said, "Get out of the unit, get the fuck out of the unit." And so, you know, I did, and then they got on top of me. Like I felt like a bunch of people putting their knees on me, and it hurt my neck real bad. And then they flipped me up. I couldn't get up because my neck, and then I had nothing, you know, no coat, nothing like that. I was wearing, you know, I believe shorts and a t-shirt and maybe some gym shoes. Mm-hmm. And then they ran me down the stairs, mm-hmm. with handcuffed. It was like 20 of them. They brought me down the stairs, not an elevator. They pulled me down the stairs pretty much, walked me through the lobby. And then there was like a crowd of people cheering in the lobby when I was brought up. It was probably maybe 100 people.
Okay.
I've lived there 20 years,
mm-hmm.
never seen that many people. There were police cars, and they put me in one of those paddy wagons. It was like 100 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, bleeding and in pain. They didn't read me my rights. I'm like, what did I do? They didn't tell me anything. They said, you're coming with us. I'm like, I'm really hurt. You know, I just had stitches.
Mm-hmm.
I had neck surgery. They would refuse to put me in the thing, brought me to the police station. And then they put me in a holding cell.
Okay. I guess, tell me about the conversations that you had. Did anyone, I guess, tell me about what was your understanding of why the police were there?
No idea. I'm assuming somebody tried to, you know, they tried to, like, do something to get me out of the unit, or I knew that my brother had, you know, teamed up with the building and was trying to get me out because he's the trustee of the family trust. I didn't think he would do something that would, like physically, you know, like harm me or kill me. I could have been killed because a couple nights before they had people knocking on my door at 4 a.m. And I brought and I called the police. Nobody came. I have all these videos too.
Okay.
And then they had these weird people serving me with 5-day and 10-day notices. And I have a FOID card and I own guns. They took them all, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
If I would have answered the door with a gun because I felt threatened, which I had, I could have been killed or somebody else could have been killed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't walk around with a gun, but in my own home, I legally and safely, and I've trained with it, know how to use my guns, and I'm a supporter of people having the right to legally own guns as long as they're responsible with them and they're used properly within the means of the law. Mm-hmm. I never got into the concealed carry thing, but nor have I ever, you know, had the need to carry a weapon. But anyway, so sorry, we got off on a tangent. I didn't have a gun
mm-hmm.
because whatever. So that was it. What did they tell me? I don't know. What I remember, they just said, "You're coming with us." I go, "What did I do?"
Okay.
They didn't say anything. Then they brought me downstairs, and there were Cook County sheriffs downstairs with the police, and they said, "Here, should we give them this now?" And it was an eviction paperwork.
Okay.
And I didn't get that till I left. They put it in my property bag.
Mm-hmm. What you say when you left?
The next morning when they released me.
Okay.
I'd never seen it, but I have copies of it. Or I have the originals. I'll save these for you.
Can I just ask a couple follow-up questions? I just want to go back to the point where you're hearing the noise, you approach your front door, you open it. How are you feeling when you open the door? And you just describe for me what you were feeling when
what
you
was I feeling?
Door.
I was like, I don't know, is it like a maintenance person or... Is it just somebody coming up the stairs? But I heard like a lot of banging and stuff, or you know. So I wasn't thinking of anything really. I was just thinking, I don't know. Is it the doorman coming up to say apologize? I didn't know. I had no idea. Or is it the neighbor? Is it the girl across the hall?
Okay.
I had no idea.
And then when you saw the officers in the hallway, how were you feeling?
I was like, what the? I pulled back. I'm like, what the hell? I like. Mm-hmm. They're like, put your hands up. I'm like. I looked, I didn't know if it was real. Like, I thought maybe that somebody was playing a joke or it was a swatting event or like what, you know, I'm 48 years old. I go to bed at like 10:30, 11 o'clock. I'm recovering from neck surgery.
Yeah.
What, like, I've never seen anything like that. Like, deal with that many people. Like, they had shields and machine guns and one guy had grenades on his, I've never seen anything like it.
And at the point where you backed up an alarm, how was the door? Was it all the way open, just ajar? Like, can you describe
it? It was, I opened it. I had to open it. Yeah, I had to open it enough to lean through because they weren't right in. I have a camera right there. I put it there purposely for in case something like this happened. So,
Okay. You said they told you to get on the ground and to crawl to them. You said they got on top of you. Can you describe that a bit more?
Yeah, like it was. They were like really rough. They, you know, like kind of like were like leaning on me, like into my ribs and my head, and they handcuffed me real, real tight. And but like I had swell marks. I took pictures on my arm. And then they yanked me up, and I was in a lot of pain at that point when they yanked me up. And I kept telling them, I'm like, look, I got a bad neck. What is this about? What are you guys doing? And they said, you'll find out. You'll see. You're coming with us. I mean, that's pretty much.
And when you said when they got on top of you, just help me understand, how were you positioned at this point?
Well, as you'll be able to see in the video, I was laying on the ground.
Okay.
I came out like this. They're like, get on the ground and crawl to me. So I got on the ground.
Okay.
I mean, a police officer, you're supposed to, you know, there's obviously a reason. I don't know. Could I be a target? I didn't know. I got on the ground and did what I was told to do. I assumed they were real police officers.
Yep.
But nobody said anything. They just said, get on the fucking ground. And that was, so I crawled. And then they didn't take me down the elevator because there's cameras in the elevator. And they obviously don't want to be on camera, so they took me down the stairs and walked me out. And then my video's rolling through the whole thing. So you can see everything from there.
Okay. And before they took you down the stairs, did they say anything to you, like, we're going to be going down the stairs, or did they make any? Okay.
No, you're coming with us.
Okay.
I want to ask something that you just said. You said that you were rolling the whole time. What are the videos that you were, or the cameras that you were referring to?
I had a camera installed on my front door.
Okay.
Because they were sending people in the middle of the night, like trying to scare me to get out of the condo. Mm-hmm. And so I was, people, police harassing me, and, when I haven't broken the law, police shouldn't be knocking on your door if you're not doing anything wrong. And then when I called them and I needed something, they wouldn't even come. So, I just, for my own safety, and I put right on the door. So, okay. And it gets me coming and going too.
Yeah.
That way they can't say, hey, you did this when I had camera. I also have several in the unit also. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you have anything on your person that was reporting?
No.
Okay.
I did not.
Okay. Just the way that you mentioned you talked about rolling while you were being taken downstairs, it sounded like maybe you had something on you.
No, I later got a body camera and I have footage of that.
Okay.
But you'll see, it's a pretty clear, the quality's kind of good on these cameras they make nowadays.
Okay.
I'm hoping that one of them has a body camera, because there was about 25 officers.
Yeah.
We'll see.
When you were taken down to the lobby, I know you mentioned there was a crowd there.
Yeah, like cheering.
Uh-huh. And then you were taken outside. Did any officers then have any conversation with you explaining what was going
on? Yeah, the police guy I was with, who was the main guy, that Sergeant Gibson.
Okay.
I filed a complaint about him. He said, you're coming with us. He didn't tell me, never read my rights. He was talking to some other Cook County sheriff and said, can we give him this now? And it was that, apparently. That I heard that. I was handcuffed.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
That was it. I was put in the truck.
Okay.
Sweating and bleeding, and
okay.
I was taken to the station. Then I can tell you, I can recall pretty much everything that happened at the station.
Okay.
I mean, I was 100% sober. I just had dinner, and I'm not a big drinker, so I don't really drink. So, I remember, I'm pretty alert.
Okay. And you said you were bleeding. Is that from the injury that you had on your leg?
Yeah, they ripped open the stitches were ripped open.
Okay. Do you, I know there was a lot going on. Do you recall when or how that happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
When they jumped on top of me in the hallway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you receive any additional medical treatment for that?
No, they refused. I asked. They wouldn't give it to me.
Okay.
I'm like, I just came back from the ER. They didn't care.
Okay. And then, tell me then about what happened. Well, I guess you mentioned being put into the van, having some issues with the truck that you were put into. Tell me about that.
Well, I couldn't, because of my neck, I couldn't get into the car, so they just threw me into the back of the truck. They backed up some paddy wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if they were expecting like a gang of people there.
Mm-hmm.
But I was the only one there. I don't have anybody over. I mean, it's just me. It's not a big apartment. It's like a 600 square foot apartment. I've lived there for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they put me in the paddy wagon, shut the door, and I waited there for, I don't know, until they drove, and then they drove me to the station down the street.
Okay. So it sounds like you didn't have any issues with the transport. It was relatively uneventful.
I mean, I wouldn't want to do it again.
Yeah. Okay.
It was 100 degrees. I couldn't breathe. There were no lights.
Okay.
It was not pleasant. It was a horrific ride, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But it's better than having somebody point a gun in your face.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Okay. All right. So then, tell me about first arriving at the the police station.
Okay, so they put me into, and I'd only been to the station to file a complaint.
Okay.
I'd never been like in the back. They refused to take the complaint, but I'll tell you about that. So they put me in a holding cell. Mm-hmm. There were some desks back there. And that main guy, that Gibson guy, mm-hmm. came in and he's like, who are you? Are you squatter? You're not supposed to be there. I'm like, I live here. I've lived here 20 years. My license is registered here. My insurance license, everything, my tax returns. So then he's like, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. And then he goes, what did he say? And then I told him, they locked me in the, I told him, I said, I'm bleeding. They locked me in the garage mm-hmm. because they're trying to take over the building, the condo. And I didn't do anything. And then he came back and said, he goes, well, you're going before a judge right now. Or I'm like, do I get a call? Eventually let me make one phone call. And he stood there looking at it and listening. I called my girlfriend. It went to voicemail. I was on the phone with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like a little tiny Southside Catholic. Mm-hmm. I mean, and she was scared of that. Mm-hmm. She still is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm okay. And I thought I was going to need bail. I totally forgot about the no bail thing. That's working out real good. So I thought I was going to need bail. I didn't know why I was there. I wanted somebody to know that I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I left her a voicemail. She didn't pick it up. And that was it. I don't know who they were expecting me to call. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They were seemed really interested in who I was going to call. I'm calling a girl. So, and then what else? Then 15 minutes went by. Then that Gibson guy left and came back. And he's like, what are all those papers? What's all that paperwork? There was a file like this, mm-hmm. like that,
uh-huh.
with all the complaints and everything. He goes, what's all that paperwork? And there was fake orders of protection they were sending me and fake lawsuits mm-hmm. accusing me of this and that to try to get me the eviction.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's all fake bullshit from a trust or their, he's like, huh. And so I guess he went in and looked through all the paperwork and all my files and stuff. And then he's like, then he comes back and he's like, do you own a gun?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, I own a gun. I also have a FOID card. They're all legally registered. What's the issue? He's like, where's your gun? He goes, is it in the safe? Give me the code. He's like, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not giving you, I go, first of all, my gun is in the drawer, in a holster, where it always is, closed and sealed, and my other firearms are in my safe. And he's like, well, give me the password. I go, I'm not giving you the password to my safe.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, I want to go take your gun and your FOID card from your wallet. He went and took my gun, took my FOID card from my wallet, and I believe he stole some documents. I had a receipt from a gun that I had traded in. I bought a better gun and I had sold the other one, so you have to keep the receipt.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept the receipt and it was sitting right on the top and he took the receipt. And we'll get into why he did that, but he took one of the receipts, the sellback receipts that I had, mm-hmm. which you need to keep. So that'll come in later. And then he came back again. And he's like, well, they're going to, he said, well, they're going to take your guns. They're going to take all your guns. I go, what are you talking about? Why would they take my gun? There was no gun. There was no involvement of a gun at all, ever.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, well, they're going to take them if we don't. And then another guy came in with him, a little Hispanic guy wearing a polo, like a guy like this. I believe it was Victor Rivera came into the cell. He goes, hey, I'm here to help you. They're going to take your FOID card, and you'll get a new permanent one that never expires. I'm here to help you to keep your property. I go, why would they take my property? They can't. He's like, well, I need you to, when you get out of here, I need you to call me immediately and turn over your other weapons to me. And he gave me this is what I was given while I was in there. I was given those two phone numbers with that person's name. That's his handwriting.
Okay.
So you're welcome to take a picture of it or whatever you want, but I saved it. I'd have been a great investigator.
I just have one clarifying question. So I just want to go back to when you called your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Where was Sergeant Gibson at that
standing
time?
Right over me, looking at the, he gave me my phone to do it, which he went and took when he took my VoIP card. And he also took my car keys. I'm like, I didn't have my keys, so he took the keys. And
Sergeant Gibson, how did you identify him? Did he introduce himself?
No, never introduced himself. It took me a while to go through that video and search, and I did it on my own. I looked at the, they did give me one piece of paperwork, which I will, when they release me. So I'll give, here, it's right here. This is all they gave me when they released me.
Okay.
I believe I got it from there. Yeah, I got it from there.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah.
Right at the bottom.
I got it from there.
Okay.
And then I started looking through the videos.
Okay. What did he look like?
I have a video of him, actually. But he was young, a little younger than me, not an, like a younger guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was wearing like... he wasn't dressed like a police officer. He had like, I think he had a backwards hat on or something.
Okay.
And then he was like trying to cover his face in some of the videos.
Okay.
I could recognize him.
Was he wearing like a vest? A black vest, with a tactical vest?
I believe they all were.
Okay.
I believe everybody had it.
And then what did he have on underneath that?
I'd have to look at the video.
Okay.
There's
okay.
a lot of shit. I mean, I don't want to guess.
It wasn't a uniform though?
No.
Okay.
No. No uniform.
Okay. Do you recall color or anything, like long sleeve, short sleeve?
I think it was long sleeve.
And then you said when he first came in, he started asking about paperwork, and you kind of said it was like a folder, like what you had.
I had a folder next to my chair with legal documents from all this stuff that had been going on, and apparently he looked through it
and
while
it,
I was
and
in
it was custody. In your apartment?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was in my, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It was in a file folder in a cab, right in my briefcase. It might have been open, the briefcase, but he looked through it.
Okay. So, and was that the first, so at that point you seemed to be able to tell that he had been inside of your apartment?
Yeah.
And was there any time prior to that where you learned, or was that the first time you learned that officers had been inside of your apartment?
Actually,
was there any
That was the first time. And then when he came, you know, he came back another time. He went and took my, he told me, he's like, you gotta sign this, they're gonna take your gun, or you're gonna lose your rights to have a FOID card. And I'm like, well, all right, and I'll file whatever I need to file to get it back. He made me sign something. He went and took the gun. It was exactly where I told him it was, mm-hmm. you know, in the drawer, closed. It hadn't been fired since I trained on it years ago at the range. So it was in the magazine, it was in the, in a holster.
Mm-hmm.
He went and took that. He took my FOID card out of my wallet, and I believe he took my phone, keys, and I needed glasses because my contacts were dry, you know, from all that. So I'm like, look, dude, grab my, you know, grab my glasses. I knew it. So that's what he did.
And that was part of the conversation when you were talking about him getting all those things for you. That was part of the conversation about the paperwork? Or
no, he came back. Look, before he talked to me, and he's
and
like,
he had those things.
He was already talking about it. He had already went back and looked through them.
Okay.
Because they were. He goes, what are those papers? What are those legal documents? And he's referring to obviously there was this folder
mm-hmm.
was right next to, like right in the middle, and that's where it all was. So he had looked through all the legal documents.
Okay.
Or I don't know what else he looked through, but.
Okay. Was there any point, because I know Sergeant Gibson said he brought some of your personal belongings to you. Did you ever give him permission to go?
No.
Okay.
Of course not.
Okay.
He came by the next day, too.
This
came by to see me.
Okay. I don't want to get you off. Yeah. Okay. But I'll make note that we scroll back to that. Okay.
I'm in the cell now.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, like an hour or two went by, like nothing. I'm in that cell. There's only one guy in, everybody left, except there's one guy. Mm-hmm. He's wearing no uniform and a tank top, a wife beater. Mm-hmm. He was the only one there with me.
This is a police officer.
He was. He's in the raid video, actually. The shaved guy with the shaved head. Real young guy.
Okay.
He was the only, I guess they left me with him. Okay. He's watching the prisoner, so.
Okay.
Or the, I don't know what you would call me, victim or kidnapper, or, I don't know.
I want to ask about, because you said, I know we touched on this a little bit, you said that during the incident, the stitches were torn open.
And it was infected also. Yeah, I had to go back again.
Okay. But you said also that it was bleeding. But you said that you had a bandage on it. Was the bandage still on there? Or I want to understand a little bit more.
The bandage, it was wrapped around my leg. The bandage was still there, but this, you know,
okay.
The stitch, there was more blood and the stitches had opened or whatever.
Okay. Was it like bleeding out, like down your leg? Was there visible blood or did you?
I'd have to check.
Okay.
I think so. When I was in the van, it was blood was coming out. Yeah.
But you alerted some officer to this that you kind of re-injured.
Yeah, I told Gibson that. I'm like, look, I just came from the, you know, and like with what's, because he seemed to be the point guy.
Okay. So you told him. I just want to make sure, you know, who you made aware of this and what they did. So when you told Gibson this, what did he do?
Just nothing.
And did you tell any other officers about this?
Yeah, pretty much every single one. I'm like, look, you know, I'm in a, like, you know, I want to see a die. Everyone that, you know, so yeah,
okay.
All of them. They were all standing around me when they. You could try to get the videos from the building if you can,
okay.
Because there are a lot of videos, video cameras in the front of the building. You'll be able to see all of them and me coming out of that building.
Okay. Okay, so when you were making the officers aware of this, it was prior to being put into the van?
I made them aware before they even walked me down the stairs. Okay. I'm like, I just had stitches, I'm in pain, you know, this and that, I'm bleeding, still bleeding, and they didn't care.
And I know you said you were in pain and you had the surgery. Did you have any, like, injury from this incident?
Yeah, so when they threw me in the van, it started to get really red and puffy. And, you know, I told them when I got to the cell, I'm like, look, I need to see a doctor. I just had surgery. It's really bad. And they just, some woman came in and took pictures of it, but I'll get into that later. Yeah. But.
Okay. Did you get any additional medical treatment after you were released?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where did you go?
It got infected.
Uh-huh.
And the stitches came off. And, so I had to go, I don't remember the exact date. It might have been 2 days late. It might have been the day after. It might have been 2 days, within a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
I went back to, I went to an urgent care down the street. I'm like, look, you know, I told them what happened, and they tried to fix it from the stitches, and then it was infected. I had to go back again. And they put me on dual antibiotics at another, so I had three different visits
following this incident.
Four, actually, then I had to have the stitches taken out.
Okay.
A couple weeks later.
Okay.
But I had an infection for about 3 weeks.
Okay. If you have anything that has, like, dates and where you went.
Yeah, I'll give you everything.
Okay. Okay.
I drove in my car. So, I mean, there's no.
Okay.
It's all my insurance.
Okay. Then, were there? I know you talked about Sergeant Gibson, Officer Rivera being there. Were there any other interactions you had while you were at the police station that you want to tell us about?
A woman, a black woman. When I say black, I'm just saying that
to identify.
I don't, you know, yeah. I have friends that are gay, straight, black. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I'm just saying that to. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it was just a. She was a skinny black woman. It was a police officer. She came in and wanted to take pictures of the wound,
mm-hmm.
and my tattoos also, which, you know. they kept mentioning like tattoos and gangs, and I kept hearing like, and I'm like, which didn't make any sense. Anyway, so she came and took pictures of the tattoos and the leg while it was gushing blood. So she took video of it while I was bleeding.
Uh-huh.
She's got pictures of it.
Uh-huh.
Blood all over, ripped open, took pictures of it. Wasn't rude. I mean, just, you know, she's also in the video coming into my apartment too.
Okay. Okay.
And then we're going to get on to Officer Perez, who's going to get hit with a stalking charge because she, I got released.
Okay. So I think that's all the questions that I had about the time you were at the police district up to your release, unless there's anything else you want to get into.
No, they released me. They gave me, this is what I was given.
This is from the county.
Yeah, they took my phone too. I don't know what they did with my phone.
You did get it back though.
I took it, but I also have, my phone's been hacked into.
Okay.
Emails, text messages. I had my identity stolen. My bank accounts were hacked into. I've filed a complaint about that. So my identity's been stolen. I don't know if it had anything to do with this, but I don't know who this person is, but there are names and signatures on here. I'm assuming they're fake. I'm assuming they're not real badge numbers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But no, there was nothing. I still have all the logs, and I think everything was intact on the phone, and it worked. But they gave it back to me. It was in that sealed, and they gave me two copies of this that
okay.
were provided to them. You're more than welcome to.
Yeah, we'll want to scan
go ahead.
Those. We'll do that. We'll do the end.
I think I already have it for you, but
oh, look, yeah. Okay.
There were two copies of that. With Sanford Takeoff's name on it. And I've got all the emails for you. I've been getting threatening emails.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna lock you up. If you don't leave the apartment, we're gonna have you arrested and put in a psych ward. If you don't leave the apartment, we're gonna do this. I have gotten emails and they were in my mom's name. I knew they weren't from my mom, so I went to the FBI immediately,
okay.
I mean, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody's trying to extort me.
Like they're coming from your mother's email address?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah, and I have all those too. Then I was getting letters in the mail, double typewritten letters sent via FedEx, like saying, weird shit. This is weird shit. I mean, these are some sick people.
Okay, but I think we were just getting to your release from the police station.
Yeah.
And there were some things you wanted to go into there.
Yeah, so I walked home. It's not that far from the condo building, so I walked home. I was exhausted. I went to sleep. I woke up, I had like 10 missed calls and text messages from this Rivera and Officer Ervinder Perez.
Okay.
Where are you? We were at your building. We need to see you now. And just freaky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out what happened. And I didn't return them. I had just gotten woken up and I'm walking to my car. They're waiting there. They're waiting by the front door.
Mm-hmm.
This Ervinder Perez, this is when it started to get terrifying.
Okay.
They were going to stand in the way of keeping me from walking to my car.
Mm-hmm.
Ervinder Perez and this little guy, what's his name?
Rivera?
Hector Rivera. Not Hector Rivera. Rivera.
You said Victor Rivera.
Victor Rivera, yeah. Victor Rivera. Real buff. I mean, I could. So, and he's like, hey, what's your lawyer's number? We want to talk to your lawyer. I've got the text messages too.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm gonna talk to my lawyer privately.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, we need the rest of your guns, or we can't let the state. So I went to the FBI. I drove right to the FBI.
Okay.
Drove right to the FBI headquarters.
Okay.
And I had been there three times already. They've talked to me probably for 2 hours each, hour and a half. They spent a lot of time with me when I'm showing them all these letters. I'm concerned at this point because my mother's a manic depressive.
Mm-hmm.
She's not well, and she's medicated, and there's a lot of money involved. And, you know, so, and I knew my brother was behind it, and they even got my mom a new boyfriend who is a retired tax attorney who is into some shady stuff. and I knew his name, Saul Keisman. I knew something wasn't right. I mean, I've never seen anything like this before. So I went to the FBI, told them what's going on. I said, you guys are chasing me. They're like, well, that's state. You know, they said, like, we can't represent you. But, you know, it's, you know. So anyway, so then I left the FBI. I called this guy over there. I said, okay, I'll give you the rest of my firearms, but I want a receipt. I want a receipt for the property. Mm-hmm. And then they actually, I'm like, they came up to my apartment. I put them in a thing for them, separated them, you know, and they gave me some paperwork. They're like, just fill this out. You'll get your thing. You'll get a permanent FOID card mailed to you, the old with no expiration date. I filled everything out. They gave me a receipt. I had it notarized, sent in. I'm like, look, I've had no history of mental illness, no criminal record. Mm-hmm. I was swatted or what? It's hard to explain, but I said, I've done nothing illegal. I've done nothing wrong. You can't, without telling me legally, take my FOID card. And I have all the emails. And I got a letter saying, we're taking your FOID card. I saved all that too.
Okay. So. Well, so you said that Officer Rivera and Perez were there when you came back to your apartment.
When I woke up? When I woke up the next morning, that was a couple days later. Yeah.
Oh, so it wasn't the 24th? It wasn't the day you got out, it was a different day?
The 24th I got out, so then I went to sleep. It might have been the same day. I have text messages from them.
Okay.
And phone calls. It's either the same day or the next day.
Okay. I thought you were saying the first time they were there, you didn't give them your guns?
No, I was sleeping when they kept calling. I'm like, okay, go away. You know, I'll deal with it when I was trying to sleep. I had been up all night.
Okay.
They had me in the cell all night. Mm-hmm. And while I was in, I forgot to tell you, when I was in the cell, they're like, you're going to be out of here if you have no record, no warrants, you'll be out of here soon. And then like 6 hours later, a guy walked in, a heavy set guy, mm-hmm. walked in and looked at me. I was laying on the ground because my neck was, I was bleeding. He looked at me, gave me a dirty look and walked away. He's also in the video later on. He's a sergeant. Okay. A heavy set guy.
Okay.
I had went in to file a police report. He wouldn't take the report.
Okay.
That was a little bit later.
That was after this?
No, that was before this.
Before this.
Yeah, okay. He wouldn't take the report. He's like, write it up yourself. I'm like, look, he wouldn't take it. So when
he
I went-
He was working at the desk.
He was the desk sergeant, I believe.
Okay.
Heavy set white guy. You'll see, I'll show you.
Okay.
He came in and looked at me. I'm like, look, I'm supposed to be out of here. I didn't do anything. Didn't say anything. I'm like, I'm in a lot of pain. Didn't say anything. Just kind of looked at me like, you know, this is what you get. Like, kind of like that.
Okay. But I'm just trying to figure out. It sounded like, because I think we were talking about Officer Rivera Perez.
Yeah.
We moved off a little bit and came back.
Yeah. All right.
Did you ever, you said they were there to take your guns. Did you ever give them your guns?
Yeah.
Okay. When did that occur?
I believe it was that day. I said, look, okay. I want you guys to just leave me alone. I'll give you my guns, give me a receipt, and then I'm gonna deal with it. So,
okay.
But they kept calling me, like literally the minute I got out, I was getting calls and text messages. And then when I gave them the receipts, they're like, well, where's the receipt for the firearm that you sold?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I sold it to a legitimate outlet when I purchased my Glock. It was another 9mm that I bought. I couldn't afford the other one at the time. So I'm like, I have receipts. They're like, you need to get it for us now so we can close the case. And I'm literally on a trip. I had to go out of town mm-hmm. for a client with Larry Walker, who's another Hall of Famer,
mm-hmm.
who was a client of mine. I'm out of town and I've gotten messages, give up the gun or they're putting you in jail. From my mom and my sister, give up the gun. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even, you know, I talked to my friends and my legal advice. I'm like, what? I'm like, I gave them all the guns. They gave me a receipt. I talked to my uncle. I gave them a receipt. The only thing they're missing is the receipt for one that I traded in. And I got a hold of the store. Mm-hmm. They pulled the receipt. I emailed it to her. And she goes, okay, you're in compliance now.
Okay.
And now we go on to the next step.
And just so I'm clear, who was it that you...
Ervinder Perez.
No, that you emailed the receipts to? Who was the woman?
Ervinder Perez.
Ervinder, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then...
She's the very terrifying woman.
And tell me about why do you...
Showed up at my door trying to, like, sticking her head through the hall thing. Hey, we want to take you to the hospital. Do you have any food? I'm here to check on you. I've got harassing text messages, her showing up, and I'm like, I'm not opening the door for you. Go away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, very, very soon. Then I got a call from her. Mm-hmm. I'll go into that when we get there.
Okay. Well, I guess this day, it sounds like this happened the day you got out or the day after you got out from the police department or police station.
So I filled out all the forms mm-hmm. that I needed to, and they gave me this slip. I had no idea what it is, still didn't know what I did. So
mm-hmm.
then the next day, Sergeant Gibson, I'm walking to the bank because they broke into I had to check my bank because I'm walking down the street right on Division. I remember exactly where I was. He pulled up right in the middle of the street, pulled right next to me, opened the window. It was him.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, how's the leg? I go, it's okay, blah, blah, blah. He goes, I think he said, he's like, sorry, we didn't know that it was a trust or something. He's like, we didn't know it was in a trust and then he said, they sent us a video or something like that.
This is Gibson
okay. to me. And I'm like, who sent you a video?
Mm-hmm.
A video of what? What does a trust have to do with anything?
Mm-hmm.
I go, my girlfriend is never going to talk to me again. She comes from a very conservative police family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, she's never going to talk to me. I go, what is going? He's like, just show up at the court date. You got a lawyer, right? You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was it with that. I showed up at the thing. Funny, ironically, the guy that called my name was one of the guys in my apartment. Heavy set Hispanic mm-hmm. guy, Chicago policeman.
Mm-hmm.
He called my name. I get up there, I'm hoping to hear what. They didn't tell me anything. They said, go, you can go. They said, they named two witnesses. One was Eric Ruby,
mm-hmm.
who is a manager, a shady manager, one of the, with the management company.
Mm-hmm.
And then the doorman that was there, who they hired off of the construction lot. Mm-hmm. And,
Tower.
Not Tower, a guy they hired to do his work. I'll give it to you. He was the doorman at the time.
So
that was it. They didn't tell me what the complaint was. I said, do I get any paperwork? Or no, just go.
Okay. So they called those people's names. They weren't there, though.
No, they called my name. And they said, they said witnesses. Who were the witnesses? They named them.
Mm-hmm.
There was nobody. Nobody was there.
Yeah. Okay.
Except me.
Okay. And then this.
I didn't do anything. Of course, they weren't there.
Mm-hmm. And then so this thing you said that happened with Gibson. Where you said that was down the street from?
It's like Division and LaSalle. The building's right on the corner. I was right on Division, walking mm-hmm. from my building to the bank, which is right on the next.
Okay. Yeah.
It was in between. It was on Division.
And you said he kind of referred back to the incident, but he didn't really take. Any other action?
Well, he pulled around. He was in an unmarked SUV.
Uh-huh.
He made a U when he saw me. He pulled up next to me, and I saw him. And he was like, "Look, you rolled down the window, so I walked to the window."
Yeah.
I was gonna say, sorry, we hit the wrong guy. We made a mistake or something. I'm like, "All right, cool. Work it out." He's like, "How's the leg?" I'm like, "Well, blah blah blah. It's blah, blah." And then he's like, "We didn't know it was in a trust," and then they sent us a video. That's all I remember from that conversation, and then
okay.
he drove away.
Okay.
It's a younger guy, the same guy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I believe he had a beard. The video will clarify everything.
Okay. And then you said there were some contacts you had with some of these officers later. I think maybe Officer
Perez. Perez. After I left, Card just kept stalking me. I'd be getting phone calls
from Perez.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can record. They're all recorded.
They're recorded. Okay. Yeah, so you have those?
Got them. Okay, have them too.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't we, I can pull this up. And why don't you show us? I know you brought in a number of videos you wanted us to see. Why don't we take a look at what you have?
Do you guys have more? Do you have any water? Yeah, a little before we start, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a small bottle of water.
It's out there in the fridge, right?
I'll grab it, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's literally right out there.
Do you want to pause that? So it's.
No, he's literally going to be a minute less than.
So the one you want to start with is the.
So these are dates, the way these are named?
Yeah, but the big one is the slot. You can look through them all, and if you have any other questions, I'll come back. But that's the.
I'm going to show him to the restroom. Okay. And I need to go in the other room to get the water.
Okay.
He used to work for the state of Illinois through the Office of Banks and Real Estate. All right, so it's 720. The video file, that's the big, that's the full, that's the one you want to play right now.
This one here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I have some video of the guy around the garage when it happened, when I was, in my car and stuff, but you can look through that on here.
Well, why don't you just walk me through what you have in here? So this is the notice that you got?
Is it a PDF?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a scan of the thing you guys wanted a copy of. There's two of them. I believe it's both of them.
Okay. And then is that folder in here?
Yeah, there's a couple of videos and some pictures of my leg, and they put up cameras around my apartment, one on the left, one on the right. I mean, they were like following me around.
Mm-hmm.
So but the big video, see if that one comes up.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it from the beginning.
This is the 40-minute video.
Yeah, but there'll be parts when you can fast forward. But you're going to want to listen to it because you can hear them talking. Yeah.
I just the way the camera's positioned, this isn't going to show the screen.
Yeah,
so I just
want
to give some context of what we're looking at. I'm going to say some things out loud. This is a video here in a folder that you have labeled 7_23_SWAT_arrest. The file name is 7_23_24_police_SWAT. The video itself, it looks like it's on the ceiling or the top of the, high up on the wall on the interior of your apartment.
Yeah.
Facing the front door.
Yeah, it's right up on a pillar just to get the front door of people coming and going. Yeah.
Okay, good. So yeah, I just wanted to identify that for the recording. Let's give a minute for Investigator Menichetti to get back, and then we can take a look at what we have. Okay. Let me now get this back.
I have video somewhere of like the 2 hours before that. There was nothing on them though. It's just me cooking a hamburger.
Okay.
I literally just got home like 40 minutes later. It was it was about 40 minutes after I got back.
Okay. And let me, because you mentioned...
I have the SWAT call, too, by the way.
What do you mean the SWAT call?
I have the SWAT call. It's on there. Go back. See if it comes up. I pulled it off the Citizen. You'll be able to hear the actual call of the person saying something about a person with a gun, and then you hear something about an eviction... And I'm going to let you decipher that because I don't.
Okay.
But there's an actual call, and then it says, we're setting up. I would watch the video first and then watch the call. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So we're in luck here. We've got, we're ready to go. This is, you're going to see a lot of that angle because most of the videos are from that.
I just identified the video for the recording.
Okay.
And we haven't watched anything yet.
Okay. Make sure the volume's all the way up.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
All right. They made me crawl all the way down the hall to the stairs. It was demeaning while I was injured.
Yeah. So It looks like the door is closed now behind you.
It's actually open.
A little bit open, yeah. Right? But we can't really see anything now.
No.
Is there anything else on this video?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah.
So I'll go ahead a little bit.
Oh yeah.
A couple minutes.
Go back
a little bit further back.
Yeah, you don't want to look at the timing. It's like a minute later.
We're at 2:13. I'll go ahead and press play.
You can hear them talking. If you can get that volume higher, you can hear all this in the... Check that little thing on the side.
It's a little hard to make out, but maybe if with headphones.
It might. Yeah, but you'll be able to pick up speed.
That system too, so the speakers are kind of...
That's the guy at the corner. You can go back again. I'll go over with
you. Yeah, here. So is this like, it looks like the door is, I know it doesn't close all the way, but it mostly closes, if not held open. I'm gonna go back and
go back.
And yeah, you can,
because the guy that was watching my cell is in there, and then you may want to slow mo.
I'll pause.
So just ask me whatever you want me to identify.
I think just identifying officer. If you see an officer you've referenced before, you can identify them here. So we have the thing, and we can't really see faces.
That's Gibson, I think. I believe this one with the shield hiding his face, if you go back.
Yeah.
That's the guy I filed the complaint. That's Gibson. I think that's him. It's hard. He's covering his face.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to want to take some time to play around with it, but.
So I slowed it down, right? Oh, it is moving.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's, I think that's Gibson, yeah.
Holding the shield.
Yeah, I think that's the guy that pulled, he had a backwards hat on.
Okay.
He's wearing like a t-shirt or something. They're like, okay. I didn't even know if this was real.
Based on what I can see from the decals on that person who's in front of him,
that's a Cook County Sheriff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's Chicago Police.
Okay.
That's Chicago Police. That's Chicago, and the rest are all Chicago Police.
But, and then you said there's one more person, was it this officer here behind the second officer with the shield? Is that the one you pointed out, or no?
Keep going. The bald guy is the guy that was wearing his undershirt and no uniform that was watching myself for like a couple hours.
The officer whose undershirt you can see sticking out.
He took off his uniform and it was just me and him.
Yeah. Okay.
I asked him for a cup of water, he gave me a cup, other than that, I don't
know. So he gave you the water.
Gave me a cup. That was it. But he's wearing it. Literally, everybody else left.
Yeah.
So if you go, the guy after him comes back in for an illegal search. With the guy behind him comes back in for a legal search.
Those two come back later.
And then the guy in the white who's standing in the back, he came back with Officer Perez with the body writ. So he's involved in something.
The body writ?
Oh, you didn't get to that. They tried to came. Arrest me for a body writ.
When did that occur?
This is a recent, in the last, these are all retaliations. They just keep coming.
Okay, well, let's get through some of the files up here, and then we can come back.
And then that's the guy that called my name in court. I'm going to point.
Here in the, is maybe a green.
This is the guy that called me in the courtroom. Called me, that guy right there.
Okay. And you said he was a sergeant.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if he's a sergeant. You can actually make out his name from the police.
Yeah. Okay.
But they wouldn't give me. This guy came in on an illegal search. It's on this video. You'll see.
Him and.
You'll see the girl pick the lock.
Him and this officer here who was in court.
I don't know if he picks it. I think they leave, and then two Hispanic females come in and pick the lock, and let themselves in. They see the camera, and then they run back out. I think that was just.
That was a different day.
No, same day.
This day.
Keep going.
Okay. Is that going to be on this video?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Where are you at this point in relation to?
I'm bleeding in handcuffed in a van.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not, or being walked down the stairs. I think I'm in the van.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't hear your recording device.
Okay. So.
Yeah, there's only one room. I don't know. This doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
There's one room. That's it. We got a room on the left. We got a room on the left. You can see the whole place walking in the door. There's no hidden.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking for somebody,
uh-huh.
which I don't understand.
Do you have other cameras in your apartment?
I do. They tried to disconnect them. They disconnected that and my water when I got out of jail. They cut off my electricity.
On the 24th,
mm-hmm.
July 24th.
But it went to the, wait, look.
Okay, so the beginning can leave here.
Not all of them. The other ones just keep. That's the guy. That's the guy that wouldn't take the report and came and looked at me in the cell.
Okay.
And when I asked for help.
Okay. And this video is paused at four minutes. It's an officer wearing a white shirt under a black vest with a gold nameplate.
Yeah, the heavyset guy.
Yeah.
Sorry,
you guys are looking for
part of the
report.
We're playing this as
a Gibson, I'm assuming, right?
From the back. He's got the shield.
Yeah, that's the guy that pulled up in the car the next day.
Okay.
They're like, did you hear the shot? He's like, yeah, I heard the shot. So he asked the other guy, did you hear a shot?
Okay.
Then one guy says, who called this in? You can hear it. There's all kinds of stuff. This is like, this is career making shit.
Okay.
Not for them, obviously.
Yeah. So, is there anything else? Okay. Do you have any idea of where I can move?
Yeah, go ahead. Just go ahead and fast. Just move.
Forwarded, but.
Yeah.
Okay.
Click on it and move it slowly. You'll see, as soon as you see a person, the door will open.
Okay.
So, then they come back. All right.
So, this is just a few minutes later. The video is at 7 minutes, 36 seconds.
And they come, come back hoping to find something. I don't know. That's the guy from the court. That's the heavyset guy.
That sergeant.
That sergeant wouldn't take my complaint.
There's a second sergeant coming in.
And they're all Chicago.
Do you really know? I don't know. Do you really know?
Fourth, there's another one. You got another boss there too.
There's still officers in your apartment.
Oh yeah, They're looking for. They've invaded everything that I own.
I'm gonna
go ahead.
Move ahead a little bit.
People want to know what the hell were they looking for? I still can't figure it out. You gotta be curious. This guy, he's got grenades. Look at this guy. Is that not terrifying? He goes back in again. He missed him. He just went back in again. He doesn't talk a lot, that guy. Yeah, he was at the courthouse. He's got an earpiece in. He's got all these micro. I mean, he looks like he's like.
Okay, so they propped your door.
They propped my door, and then they're out there talking. You can hear them talking, like, what are we going to do? How are we going to get, you can hear the whole thing's on. They don't know there's a camera there, obviously.
Yeah.
I did put a fake one underneath it. Because they look up and see. You'll see him looks up because, he's got the fake camera. Above it is the real one. hate bullies. My whole life.
Moving forward here, looks like the door is closed.
The door closed. So now wait. You'll see the lock get picked after this.
Okay.
So once they shut that door.
So that
2318.
Okay. Door shut.
Okay.
Go ahead and fast forward until you see that door open, but then you're gonna want to go back and see. You'll see the girl with the lock.
Yeah.
Were they like guarding it? See, I just don't understand. All right. So there you go. It looks like she's on drugs too. She looks high. Watch her. Lockpick in her hand.
Tool, yeah.
Yeah, got a lockpick in her hand.
4:30. And are these two officers anyone that you had contact with?
Yeah, I think this is, they're with Officer Perez, I think. I don't know.
Okay.
You're going to want to listen to the words on this, because as soon as, he picked up on it. As soon as...
Yeah, she notices.
Oh, the camera? Notices.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're going to... They turned around and left.
Neither of these is Officer Perez, though.
I don't think so.
Okay.
It could be... That could be her. I don't think so. I don't want to say that, but I don't... I'll let you look at the video, Perez.
Okay.
Look at that. Man, it's under her eyes, she looks like. I mean. She goes, yeah, because he knows he's suspicious. She's like, what?
And then is there more on this video after this?
Go a little bit further. I think that might be it for that one.
You have other videos from this camera from this day? Yeah.
No, not from this day.
Okay. Because you did say that Sergeant Gibson, it sounded like he came back to your apartment to retrieve some items.
Yeah, they disconnected them. They disconnected my power again.
Oh, so your power is disconnected in that?
They disconnected my power when they came back. They thought they didn't get that front.
Hmm. Okay. So.
Now, the citizen app. So that CPD break-in, that's just the last part that you just saw. So I just separated. You're going to need the volume here for this.
It's up.
It'll start. It should start in a second. Transfer through without volume.
And
there it is.
Yeah, you were started.
So is this looking down from your building?
Apparently, this looks like it's somebody across the street.
So this is across the street, and that's
facing
your building?
My building. That's the front of my building. It lets users submit.
And is that the front door to your building?
No, like that's Planned Parenthood on the corner. My building is the one to the next to it.
Okay.
But the beginning, you can hear something about eviction or
back here.
Yeah, right when the sound starts. You can probably pull it off of the app. I'm sure it's still up there.
But this is the entry to your building?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Is this the garage you came out of?
Yeah,
and,
there's this, yeah.
We're getting a modified SWAT. 12 now. 4604. 4604. so far, you can? Copy that. You can show us off.
704 is clear. Squatter.
We have the one retained.
All right, and no one else is at large? I think that was the end of the talk. You may be able to pull up more from that app.
Yeah, okay.
But actually kind of useful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that, and then if you want to go back, I'll show you the Perez where she calls and does the body writ, and she like shows up at my door.
Here on
yeah, check that one.
This is the date?
Yeah.
Okay, so September 20th, the file folder is 9_20_body_writ_Perez.
But 2 days before that, she called my cell phone asking for my mother.
Okay.
She's like, do you want me to serve that warrant or that paperwork? I'm like, what? I'm like, who are you trying to get a hold of?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My mom's like 78 and lives in Boca Raton, and she's like, oh, I'll let you listen to it. So
this is the video here?
Yeah.
Okay, this is body_writ_Perez_Urbinger.
I can't right now. I'm not comfortable with it. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm just going to pause you right quick. This is a video recorded in the same camera we were watching before. It's in the interior of Mr. Bukowski's apartment, mounted to the wall near the ceiling, facing his front door.
You need to see that I'm doing okay.
At this point, I called my uncle. You'll see.
Okay. I'm doing okay. I need food.
Do I need food?
No, I need food. I don't need you to check on my food. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm okay. There's a lot of things going on in the building. There's a scam going on. I can roll all this grass and people and stuff. But I'm okay. Yeah. If you have something for me, absolutely. You can slide it under the floor. You can hand it to me, but you can see it here. I'm not comfortable with anything else. I'm living fine. I'm sorry. No. I'm not letting you in, unless you have a court order. You could just slide it under the door. Let me slide it under the door in front of me. Okay. What would you like with this? What would you like?
It might be me, but it'll keep playing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to see any doctors.
You want to take me to a hospital?
I'm sorry. I'm fine. I've been checked out. I got a full physical. Hand it over. Let me talk to my lawyer and confirm it, and then we can do whatever you need to do. I'm not doing anything else. I have to open the door.
At that point, I called 911.
Okay.
Yeah, they kept banging on my door. I called banging on my door, and then... there you go.
Hi.
That's the other guy with the machine gun. I have.
The one that when we were watching.
With the machine gun.
Okay.
And he's like, we have this paperwork, and you have a, I gave you a copy of it. It's some kind of mental health writ. It's not signed or stamped. It's really shady.
Okay. And so that was Officer Ervinger Perez.
I think.
Okay. Well, she was there with Officer Rivera, right? Previously.
I think. I don't know 100%. Like they're showing up in different, you know, disguises. They won't give their names.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They won't identify themselves. Like, okay. Can you identify that officer from that video? Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Then we may have an issue.
Okay. So you're not sure if that's Officer Perez. The other officer who was there, you did recognize as the officer who was there on July 23rd, and was he?
Yes.
He had a large gun,
yes.
A rifle.
Yes, I believe.
And
he talked to I had my uncle on the phone and in the suburbs. I'm like, this is crazy. They won't leave me alone. He got on the phone with
this.
Him. I have video of it. Yeah. So he got on the phone with him and. Sergeant Regan, he said, but
okay.
That's not Regan. The heavyset guy is Regan, I think.
Okay.
They don't want you to know their names. If they don't know their names, you can't file a complaint.
Okay.
So there's the two white shirts guy. The heavyset guy is the one that wouldn't take the police report from me. And I didn't make a big deal. I just wrote it down myself and went home.
Okay. What was that report concerning?
They ripped my mezuzah off the door. They ripped my mezuzah off the door, and I was laying on the ground.
Okay.
He wouldn't take it.
Do you know when? Do any of these files here correspond to that incident?
Everything will correspond. It all was before this.
That was before that.
It was all before they put this whole SWAT thing together.
Would it be here this 6/24?
No, they turned my air conditioning off, and I called the police, and the police came and said, "Your doorman said there's a union issue." And that was it.
Here's an assault police report.
Yeah, that could be, that was when the guy broke into my unit, I think. I woke up and the guy was in my unit, and he's like, I'm gonna kill you, you're dead. That new maintenance guy, there's video of that too. Yeah, that's the police report. That's the original.
March.
Yeah. And I have video of the guy. I woke up. I had just had a surgery done on my back. Well, it says it right there. But you guys inside, like, I could see him from my bed. It was freaky.
Mm. They spelled your name wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They spelled it wrong the whole time, yeah.
And so this was something you were able to make a complaint about. This other one, so this is SWAT arrest, this is Sweeney.
Some of those are just scans of like letters and stuff. Oh, and then the mail fraud. If you look at the mail fraud, those are all the letters, threatening letters.
Yeah.
Go all the way down,
down
mail
there.
Fraud and the wire fraud.
Okay.
That'll show you all the threatening emails that came in to me supposedly from my mom. I knew they weren't.
Okay.
But if you click on that, you'll be able to see all those. I did turn all those over to the FBI.
Okay. So these are the ones you said were coming from your mom's email address, but weren't from her?
Right. From two or three different email addresses.
Okay.
One's from the Saul Keisman guy who's supposedly connected.
These are from back in May.
They go all the way through. And then
this one's a cigarette.
Right. The day it goes all the way.
Okay.
It goes all the way. One email says, I'm coming to check on the mold in your apartment. And that was the day before an Officer Perez showed up that day. The morning. So somebody's got some.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a lot of emails, and then I do have video footage, body camera footage of that other sergeant with the body. He actually they wouldn't give me the paper, but he took a picture of it with my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So he took a picture with my phone. And I went to my doctor. I'm like, look, I showed him all the emails. I'm like, he's like, contact the authorities. I'm like, do a full
mental, physical, that, because they, then I called the station, they're like, you better carry that around with you.
Mm-hmm. And just so I'm clear, are you submitting this flash drive into evidence?
You want it? It's yours.
Well, I think if it would be okay, I'd like to make a copy of what you have on here.
Yeah, just copy, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't, it's not a, there's more.
Yeah.
I thought this is enough, I mean.
Because I think it sounds like everything in here might not be relevant to, you know, matters we can take a look at, right? That I explained to you before that our jurisdiction is limited to CBD members.
Right.
Their actions, and it sounds like some of these things you were mentioning before, people acting on your brother's behalf, people who might not be
right.
CBD. There's nothing we can do about that.
Apparently, this Ervinder Perez works for the Cook County Sheriff and the Chicago Police, I heard.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and then they took my FOID card, I've got emails.
I want to ask you about this here. There's a folder that's labeled 1211.
Yeah.
_ Rostovichin.
Yeah.
So this, the reason we're here immediately is because you made some complaints with the IG, mm-hmm. and they refer this matter to us. Some of the emails that they passed on to us that you sent to them referenced a December arrest.
Yeah, they arrested me again.
And who, was it CPD or was it Cook County?
I
have materials related to that in here?
Yeah, the video's up there.
So
let's start with A. Yeah, start
okay.
A.
Hi, this is Patrick. Please put a picture. Yeah, we have to send over there. Yeah.
I got a bad neck. I'm by myself.
All right, do that.
I'm gonna pull this really quick. Can you explain what this camera is? It seems to be...
That's body camera.
That you're wearing?
Yeah.
Okay.
The minute all this happened, I got a body camera. I put it up.
Okay.
They destroyed my car. I've had... My car's been damaged. They let the oil out of my car. They're following me around the building.
Mm-hmm.
For my own protection, I got a cheap body camera. Not cheap one, it's actually a pretty good one.
Okay.
Body camera. And that's me.
And prior to opening the doors, when you put the body camera on?
Yeah. I heard people, it was like 9 in the morning. People
okay.
slamming on the door.
Mm-hmm.
Let me in. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But I mean, you physically put the body camera on.
Yeah, it was
on
my.
It was already clipped.
I clipped it on. Yeah,
okay.
They took it from me.
Okay.
They took it from me. But what's interesting is they threw it in the drawer.
Yeah.
It kept recording after they left.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of my brother's came into the apartment.
Please make sure nobody else is here. There's nobody here. What is your name, sir? How you doing?
Brad Pogotsky.
It's like 7 police officers.
Okay. Everyone I've seen so far, it looks like they're Cook County Sheriff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cook County Sheriff.
There you go.
The woman in a fur coat. I mean, this is just getting crazy.
We don't move anything.
Okay.
She's pretty much dressed. She's looking up some shoes.
Okay.
She's going to go downstairs. She's going to speak to the property manager.
Okay.
All right. About getting all your possessions in here. You can't keep it and you can't throw them away from you. All
okay.
right. So, with that being said, all right. Do the camera. Talk to the camera.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Can I?
All right.
I have to go to the bathroom.
What's that? Do you have any weapons?
No.
Okay.
I have to go to the bathroom. It kind of doesn't have to wait, though. I kind of was about to go. I really got to go. I got a real bad
So they made me,
So give me
they watched
minutes.
Me.
Give me 2 minutes. Legally, it's wild.
They're all looking through my apartment, too.
With
the guy with
the
baseball bat,
yeah.
his hand to the left, you'll see.
No,
right behind him.
No
this guy's clenching
no
his fists.
Yeah, I'm on pain medication for my neck. I'm on blood pressure medication for my. I've got some medication.
Have you had your blood pressure medicine today?
I took one in the morning. Yes.
And when do you take the next dose?
Probably. And I have to take
Not
my medication.
Tell me when you take it. Like when do you take it normally?
I take 3 times. I have to go
You'll
3 times.
You'll see the guy with the
bag. Medication. So I have to take medication with me if I'm leaving.
I mean, this
so,
is terrifying. Anybody should definitely
do
this.
Do you want me to pack a bag, or?
I'll pack a bag. But I need you to put these shoes on, then you can go to the washroom.
Okay.
Hold on. You move this part? You move that? You move that. All right. You're going to the bathroom. You're not going to shut the door. You're going to give it a jar. We're not going to go in there with you, but I need that door ajar.
All right. So just leave it a crack, or?
Okay.
All right, so there's nothing else in this one.
Okay.
I go to the next one.
Okay.
Well, it's B, I think. You can fast forward through this. I saw the body camera. Okay. They shut off my water and everything.
Up here, and so I have an attorney dealing with that. So.
Well, back to the medication.
Yeah.
You can take any medication at this moment right now.
Like if I'm coming back, it's not an issue.
I'm not fussing. On this date, did you have any contact with anybody from CPD? Because everyone, it looks like everyone here is Cook County Sheriff.
Yeah, no.
Okay, because so we don't have.
They served me with a body writ from the same judge, though. They didn't give me an eviction paper. They gave me body writ.
Okay.
The body writ. The reason they said they arrested me is because I didn't turn over all of my firearms to Officer Perez, even though I did weeks ago. I have confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
So this arrest. Was they okay. gave me, and I'll show you what they gave me. They literally gave me no reason to arrest me. They took me out with no clothes, like no coat, made me walk home in the freezing cold. Then they wouldn't let me get my car out of the building. Anyway, so they gave me a. You have it all in there. It's all. It was the only thing they gave me. When I was pulled out of there. And they put me in a cell, and then they put me on a Zoom call with this judge, my mom, who's bipolar, and her boyfriend, who was whispering in her ear things to say. And then they said, how come you didn't turn over your firearms? I'm like, I did turn them over. I have a receipt for them, and then that was it, and they're like, oh, so we can get you out of here, and then I had to walk home, and then there was a sticker on the door, and a guy started texting me, who was a real estate agent, and said that I couldn't get into my house again.
Okay.
So, but it has to do with, they said, I don't know, Officer Perez said I did, I don't know. What the deal is, but I'll give you the paperwork. Okay. Oh, here it is. This is all they gave me. That's all they gave me when I was released from the Daily Center. Told to call this Eric gentleman.
And this is you were arrested on December 11th?
Right, that's from this, yeah.
Yeah, when were you released? That was the next day?
Yeah, like 3-4 hours later, and I walked home, and I got a video of me walking home.
Okay.
I'm going to go public with everything.
And so when they arrested you here, they took you to the Daily Center?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's literally emails from the police officers in the jail, emailing. I mean, this is nuts. I've spoken with the IRS criminal division also in person because my brother stole like $6-7 million. So,
you need to keep them through this or
no? No, okay.
This goes in this folder. I don't want to get this.
I can provide anything, any copies of any of that for you. So, you might as well watch these two because it's all from officer. This is all going back to Perez or whoever this Hector Marino or that's who I believe that's who was assigned my complaint.
So all of this can just be copied once we pull it over and then use it as context.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So
are they going to pull this woman off of the street right away?
Well, we can't, you know, like we're still conducting our investigation.
Right.
We can't promise any outcomes on anything.
But she's obviously a threat to people. I mean, that stalking, what else? Taking somebody against their will? I'll let you guys do your thing.
Yeah, what I can tell you is that we're going to take a thorough look at everything you know, do the best that we can
Right.
to
Got it. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
Okay, so I want to maybe just really quickly go over this and make sure that I have everything. So we came here and we've primarily been discussing this incident on July 23rd. There was
another guy with a fake badge that showed up. I have another video too. He wasn't a police officer, but he was wearing a badge.
Okay. And he wasn't a police officer.
I don't know. He's okay. Wearing a badge. It's hard to tell.
And he showed up at your door.
Yeah.
And you've got video of that.
Yep.
Okay. So the events that we discussed, it was this July 23rd event. In the day or two that followed, you had contact with both Officer Rivera and Perez, and separately Sergeant Gibson.
Yeah, this is what I was given, these forms. She said she's from the gang unit.
Okay.
I was given these forms. I filled them all out immediately, got them notarized.
Okay.
I think I even sent a copy of my last physical and prescription record.
Okay. We discussed this separate date when Officer Perez and Sergeant Regan showed up at your door.
Yeah,
and that was the body writ incident.
That was the body writ. I immediately called my uncle, put him on the phone, and
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I know also you discussed a separate incident when you went to the 18th District to make a report.
Yeah.
And there was a sergeant there. You thought that was Sergeant Regan, but there's a little bit of confusion.
It was that person in the video.
We spotted him.
What his real name is, I don't know. They all covered their badges.
And that person refused to take your report?
He said, I won't do it. He said, write it down yourself. It's the same thing.
Okay.
I literally waited there, and then so I just wrote it down myself. I didn't know if he has something to do with this guy in my building, which it sounds like, you know, they're trying to deconvert the building, so I don't know.
Okay. Okay, so that's events that occurred on approximately between that filing the police report, this July 23rd event, two separate contacts in the days that followed, and then I just said it and I lost my train of thought. When Officer Perez and Sergeant Regan came to your door for the body writ.
Yeah, that was recently, I guess. There's a copy of that body, a copy of it in there.
Okay.
If not, I didn't give it to you. You want a copy?
What we'll do, we'll figure out how to handle all the records and all the video that you have once we finish, but I'm trying to conclude the recording.
I get it. If you need to meet with me again, there's a lot here.
Okay, yeah.
I can't handle all this myself.
Yeah. So, I just want to wrap it up. Is there anything else today that you would like to talk about other than those events that we've gone through so far?
No. I mean, that's pretty much it. Okay.
You've got a lot here. It is very likely that I'll follow up with you once I've had some time to go through it. But just for purposes of today, is there anything else that you?
No, my car's been vandalized. Like, I don't know, 8 times they punctured the oil. I mean, I called the police,
mm-hmm.
left messages, never called me back. I mean, mm-hmm. It's been crazy.
Okay.
One time they did call, and I believe Officer Perez was with them in disguise. That's this police report. I don't care if she's internal affairs. I'll spend every dollar that I have to make sure that she goes away for this.
Okay.
For harassing me, stalking me.
Okay.
If that's even her real name.
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
Okay. This is from September 8th, 2024.
Yeah, this is just...
Okay, so you don't have anything in here that corresponds to this?
No, I have more. If you want more, I have more. I didn't want to really...
Yeah. We'll get a copy of this. It's a police report with the number JH420526.
I was given this by when they took my firearms. They said it was part of a gang investigation. They gave me that form. I'm like, I don't even know anybody in a gang. So I called the number. They were like, we're testing your gun for ballistics and you'll be clear. I called again, never heard back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all, the whole thing is a scam. Not a scam, the whole thing's a well-planned hoax or something. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't even know anybody in the game. Is that my friend John? I don't know anybody in the game. I shouldn't make jokes because it's not funny.
Okay.
And then this is the complaint for the guy that assaulted me, the original. All right.
We'll go with this. Mr. Pogofsky, has everything you told us up to this point been true and accurate to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay. And this now concludes the audio report statement of Brad Pogofsky regarding log number 2024-8659 on January 15th, 2025, and the time is approximately 5 p.m. Yeah. Okay. I got my paperwork here.
Should I make photocopies?
Yeah, if you can. I'm gonna start looking at this flash drive and see how best on your to
copy it over.
Make sure you didn't fall asleep. Okay.
Yep.
All
right.
How are you doing up here?
Can you copy it right here in front of me?
I'm gonna.
Why don't you use this? Because this is the full one. It's all. They're all labeled the same, but there's things on here that aren't on there. I didn't know how much you wanted.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, I'll take as much as you have.
Take as much.
This one has more.
Yeah, that has more. It has all this and more. I was going to let you guys keep that one. You can just copy if you have enough space. You can give it back to me.
That's gonna be the.
That's the FBI
space.
One.
Okay.
There's a lot of body camera videos on there. You're not going to want to copy all those right now.
Okay.
But you're welcome to. Okay.
So this one, it has three folders.
Yeah. So you want to go to Timeline
Pogo?
Yeah. Timeline Pogo. You want to go to 2022 to 2024.
Okay.
And this is everything. You're going to want everything here.
Let me see if I can take a look. This is 447 gigabytes.
Mm-hmm. It's been going on for that's not this fold. This folder is that's the body camera footage.
Okay.
This folder you can put into. Just copy this whole thing. You can put it. It's not going to be that big.
Okay. So which one do you want me to copy?
I would copy all these.
This one.
Everything
this
one. In this. I would copy this whole index.
This here.
No, you don't need. Yeah, I guess yeah. Take 2022. Okay.
Or when you say this index.
This is all the police stuff. I don't know if
this stuff here.
Yeah.
This looks like there may be a few extra files down here, but this is mostly.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're all attached to police reports, too.
Okay, let me just. I'm going to check this and see how big this is. 13 gigs.
Yeah,
yeah
that's going to be.
Yeah, I was just worried you're going to be for like 3 hours.
No. And I already went through the.
Let me just.
Kurt Mueller is involved in this. He's a very dirty lawyer. He's got some police connections. His father was a police officer. I mentioned him before.
Okay. What I'm going to do is set up a OneDrive and so we're going to copy this over.
Yeah. The lawyer stuff you don't want, the dirty lawyers, like Rob Kahn, Sanford Kahn. They're the ones that are, they already know about it. The
ARDC?
Yeah, they're working on it. Still haven't been able to get any of my clothes. They let me grab a couple of things, but
uh-huh.
I can't. I called the insurance company.
Uh-huh.
There's stuff missing. They won't let anybody in there.
Okay.
Those are the copies, yeah.
Do you want to get the that's in there. I made copies of this for you. You can get it if you want, but
yeah.
That's the police.
And he's
primary. So if he sees that he needs something, he'll definitely contact you.
Yeah, and I have your email.
Yeah, you do. And I'll give you my card before you get out of here.
This is going to be important. Sorry. This is the ARDC complaint I file about my. He's some kind of professional tax cheat who. There's something bigger going on here, and it's going to have to do with these. Because I don't know anybody that has these kind of. It's like the cabal or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I've got these. You've got some other materials here, right? This is what you were given.
That's what I was given when I was released.
Yeah. I know you said there was that body, right? Did they ever actually give you?
I have a picture of it. You're going to get it.
It's going to be in there. Okay. Yeah.
They didn't give it to me in paper.
Okay.
But I guess they had to substantiate why they were there, so they took a picture of it.
And this you have electronically, I think, right?
Yeah. So I was just showing you for the back.
Okay.
That's how it came. That's how I got it.
Okay. So this is the bag that this was in, and you had a separate one for...
It's what was given.
Okay. One cellular device. This is a little bit... Okay.
I didn't think you could arrest somebody while you were a victim. I thought that was a guy. I didn't know that was illegal.
Hmm.
Apparently the FBI was really interested in this letter. This was the first letter I received after the guy broke into my unit.
Mm-hmm.
Like that there, it was like a shakedown that they were trying to take the unit over. I believe it's in there, but just pointing out while you're here.
Okay. This is what he's referencing.
I've been emailing with them. Yeah, it's in here.
Okay.
But it's talking about, it's addressed to this guy named Saul Keisman, who I've never met. I met twice.
Mm, okay.
The tax lawyer, I don't.
And he's your brother's attorney, you said?
No, it's my mom's boyfriend. And my mom is not even coherent right now.
Okay.
We've had people that have bumped into her. She's not even coherent.
And you said your mom lives in Boca Raton?
She has a house in Highland Park and a house in Boca Raton. He's got his law license registered to her house in Boca Raton.
Okay, and does she live between the two?
She has two. You're gonna need me to come back. I gotta move.
Yeah. This, okay. Oh, okay. I'll give this back to you. This is moving along. And yeah, so I've got a lot to look through here.
And these are all the FedExes that I've got. Some of my name spelled wrong on some of them, like that are supposedly from my mother.
Mm.
I've taken them to the FBI. I didn't know what else to do. Like one of them's telling me, you know, don't communicate by email, send me a letter through the mail, and it provided a return envelope. Just weird shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I try to talk to my mother in person, they won't let me. Just like weird stuff like this. There's pictures and scans of everything in there.
Okay. Of all of this?
Everything.
Okay.
This is an investigator's dream.
Uh-huh. And these are in the electronic file?
It should be. Well, if you copied all that stuff from the big one.
The 2022 to 2024.
Yeah,
I'm copying
did
that
it all
over.
Go in?
It's moving along.
Okay.
The progress.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
there may be
okay.
a few other things.
Okay, so we've got this.
You got this.
Okay. Oh, no. Yeah. I understand.
And then letters. They're sending me letters through the mail addressed. You got to move out. Like they were typed letters. You'll
mm-hmm.
see them all too. But I kept them all.
Okay.
They sent them to my girlfriend also to scare her. She's scared to death.
Mm-hmm.
Scared to death. Like doesn't even want to see me.
Mm-hmm.
Like her brother's a police sergeant
mm-hmm.
on the south side.
Yeah.
But they're
okay.
good police. Like a hardworking police. They think I'm like. That I come with, I can't say that I blame them.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to do that? Who wants to be involved with people like this?
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking nuts. So.
Yeah, we can keep the door open.
Okay. So is that we're almost done.
Johnny, we're almost done. Thank you. And then this was the fake eviction. I went to all the court hearings and nothing happened. And then I get a fake eviction order in the mail, mailed to me from Rob Kahn.
The date of it.
We still don't know if it's legit or not.
Who's Rob Kahn?
He's apparently the attorney working with my brother and my mother, who's got some kind of police connections. I don't know. Like I said, never met any of these people, but they apparently want my condo, and they're willing to hurt me real bad to get it.
October.
Yeah. Started getting these unstamped letters, like from my mom against me, and just weird stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the materials are uploaded now. So I'll get this flash drive back to you.
So wait, before you do that, if you go back
in here,
yeah. Oh, you got all that stuff already?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Just copied it over.
Yeah. That's the bulk of it. If you need anything, I have a lot of other stuff.
Body writ, 723.
Yeah, body writ,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay.
I have emails from Perez, text messages, and she's been calling me. So text messages, calling by phone, showing up at my apartment. I can't think of any reason why that. It makes me very, very uncomfortable. A man, I can defend myself, well, not with a gun, but that really is stalking.
So here's that flash drive. You got the other one I gave back to you, right?
Yeah, it's just a smaller, I tried to put some of that stuff in there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want any of, this is the paper that Rivera came into the cell and gave me two phone numbers.
Yeah,
I wrote down those.
You wrote down, I'll just snap a photo.
If you want to snap a photo, feel free to. It may even be in there.
But.
Well, it sounds like it's been a lot.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you coming in and letting us know.
Yeah, thank you for sharing all this with us.
Do what you can do.
I
wouldn't want anybody to have to deal with this. This is what you guys are for. So.
Yeah. Like I said, we can't promise any outcomes, but we can.
No,
I will take a thorough look at everything.
Yeah, for sure. Let's take a look at it. That's all right. Oh yeah, got it. All right. So you guys will let me know. You have the tape. You can go over the tape if you want to do another interview with me. Let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Just if you can, just make sure you're thorough because it's frightening. I mean, there's a lot of scared people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm being one of them. Not scared, like just it's scary.
Of course.
When somebody has a gun and they're trying to take you against your will or for whatever reason. I mean, if you commit a crime, you know, police have the right to, but I don't break the law.
All right.
Again, Mr. Thugowski, we appreciate you coming in today.
Yeah, I appreciate
taking
it.
Taking the
it was
time
nice.
To explain your story, like everything.
Yeah. I'll be happy to explain everything. I've done nothing wrong.
And like I said, you know, you gave us a lot to go through. Probably we'll be back in contact because there's a lot.
And I have your card. Do you have a card in case you need
to
email?
Yeah, I'll run back to my desk and drop this off. I can take you out there so you can sign out. You just got to do the timeout. But I'll grab my card for you.
Okay. It was nice meeting you.
Yeah, nice meeting you.
Good luck with everything.
Yes.
Hi, babe.
Thank you.
You've got a lot there. You've got a lot there.
You got everything?
Yeah. Okay. I didn't give you any medical bills, not bills, like pictures.
Medical.
I got pictures of my neck.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know one thing we'll have to follow up on is just with respect to the medical records. I didn't look like those were in there.
So if you have them, you can give them to us.
I'll send you those separately, ones where I went, but I'll send you them separately.
Yeah, I'll give my card, then you'll have my email. Yeah. Well, I think you do have my email, but you've gotten those.
I do have your email.
Yeah.
All right. You're going to give me a card, and then we're out of here, John.
Yep. Yeah, I'll wait here. You get your card.
I recorded everything, so everybody's...
Well, I'll just grab the card. I can tell you where to... We'll sign out. We'll go to the main lobby.
All right. Can you carry one of these for me? The light one, sir.
Oh, I thought you were asking me.
Yeah. I think you can carry the light one. Come on.
With his bag?
I'll fuck
it. I'm good. All right. Are you parked far from here?
No, we're
right there. No, there's a lot behind.
Oh, great.
Well, I'll bend it.
We're going to go this way, and then the sign out came right, and maybe to your right. Please, there's a pin there.
Oh, yeah.
And the sign is 516. You already signed it. Yeah, this is 516.
John, what time are you?
I think it's your 516. Alright. Let me get this.
Perfect. Thank you. You guys will be. I'll send you the. You'll get both of these amounts.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, but yeah. There's a lot there. It's going to take me probably a little bit to get through it all.
Okay.
So you can probably get back to me with the medical record before.
Thank you.